Dictation for Roland Treyer, T-R-A-Y-E-R, December 31, 41, addresses a letter to Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 855-5910. Dear Dr. Horsley, consultation, Mr. Treyer with abnormal kidney function. He's aware of kidney problems for a long period of time, comes accompanied with wife. Weight, appetite is stable. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. Some nocturia urgency, but no cloudiness of blood. No gross edema, claudication symptoms. Does have peripheral vascular disease, but medical treatment only. No major angina, no palpitations, no dyspnea, no orthopnea PND. Denies skin rash or bruises. Review system done being negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, coronary artery disease, few years back. He denies heart attack. A stent was done. Peripheral vascular disease, but only medication, no treatment. Denies TAA stroke seizures. There was prior pulmonary emboli when he was at Florida 4 years ago. The only predisposing factor driving 4 or 5 hours. He's not aware of the vein thrombosis. Denies congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, pacemaker, rheumatic fever, endocarditis. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Excuse me. There was complications. Excuse me, erase that. There was gastrointestinal bleeding requiring 6 units of packet of red blood cells. He doesn't know more details. This was at the time of angina cardiac stenting. No chronic liver disease. Does have polymyalgia rheumatica for a short period of time treated with Plaquenil. Eventually discontinue. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Plaquenil, Januvia, Crestor, Lipitor. Next paragraph, medications include Protanix, Flomax, Clipicide, Metoprolol, Aspirin, Plavix, Insulin Lentas, Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, B12. Next paragraph, he smoked as a teenager for probably 8 years, discontinued back in 1967, occasionally beer. Next paragraph, mother nephrectomy, and apparently was on dialysis. A brother also on dialysis and non-etiology. Next paragraph, surgical procedures, coronary artery stenting, EGD colonoscopies at the time of GI bleeding. Apparently source was proximal jejunum and required cauterization. Appendix, laminectomy, cataract surgery with lens implant, gallbladder, trigger finger on the right and on the left. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 224, 72 inches tall. Blood pressure 150/96 on the right, 150/92 on the left. Hard of hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable neck masses, thigh or lymph nodes, or carotid bruise. Lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia, no gross murmurs, no palpable liver spleen. There is obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, no gross peripheral edema, non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry at least 2022, creatinine was already fluctuating between 1.4 and 1.7. Most recent chemistries are from September, creatinine 1.76, representing a GFR of 38 stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid-base calcium, elevated triglycerides, low HDL, normal liver function test, PSA has fluctuated around 4, there is albumin in the urine, 131 milligrams per gram. No urine analysis available. Next paragraph. A prior kidney ultrasound is from October 2023, 11.2 right, 11.7 left. Simple cyst, no obstruction, no urinary retention. Last stress testing, Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, normal ejection fraction, no ischemia, no scar. A CT scan angiogram, 2022, renal arteries, no stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, for the most part, stable, some fluctuations over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Blood pressure in the office is poorly controlled, but he was very anxious. Blood pressure machine will be checked, and he will notify me blood pressure numbers on the next few weeks. He's only taking metoprolol as a blood pressure, might need to have adjustments. We will update urine sample to see if there is any activity for blood protein or inflammation. Prior imaging negative, without obstruction, urinary retention, prior angiogram or renal artery stenosis. Cardiovascular appears stable. We discussed the importance of salt restriction, physical activity, keeping weight close to ideal. No recent cell count, previously anemia, that will be updated, as well as PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Given his age and prior anemia and renal failure, we will update monoclonal protein. All issues discussed with the patient and family, end of dictation.